This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Delhi will vote today for the 70-member assembly. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 in the evening. Over 1 crore 56 lakh eligible voters are expected to cast their ballots for 699 candidates. The key candidates in the fray are Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi and Delhi Minister Gopal Rai, BJP's Vijender Gupta, Pravesh Verma, Ramesh Bidhuri and Kailash Gehlot. Congress has fielded Sandeep Dixit, Harun Yusuf and Alka Lamba. Elaborate arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling in the national capital. Over 13,700 polling booths have been set up across 70 assembly constituencies. Delhi Metro began operations at 4 this morning to facilitate the polling personnel and others to reach there on time. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Vinay Kumar Saxena has appealed to the voters in the national capital to participate in the Festival of Democracy by casting their vote today. In his message, Mr. Saxena said, "The vote is a voice and it provides the power to the people of the city to shape Delhi in the way they want to shape it." He said that the people's participation in this electoral festival is the cornerstone of a strong and vibrant democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mahakumbh Mela at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will take a holy dip at Sangam. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present on the occasion. During his visit, the Prime Minister will perform puja at Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. He is also likely to meet the saints and sadhus at Mahakumbh. In line with the government's commitment to promote and preserve India's spiritual and cultural heritage, Prime Minister Modi has consistently taken proactive steps to enhance infrastructure and facilities at pilgrimage sites. Earlier during his visit to Prayagraj on 13 December last year, the Prime Minister had inaugurated 167 development projects worth 5,500 crore rupees, improving connectivity, amenities and services for the general public. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that his government has taken a slew of measures for the welfare of poor people, resulting in the upliftment of 25 crore people from poverty. He said it has been possible only because of this government's commitment, dedication and hard work. He said his government is working to achieve the vision of Vikasit Bharat by emphasizing on 100% saturation of schemes. He said satisfaction of people is important, not appeasement. The Prime Minister was replying to a discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint session of the Parliament in the Lok Sabha yesterday. Mr. Modi said that the President's address was inspiring and gave the government's effort of Viksit Bharat more strength. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was attended by Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and other senior officials. In the review meeting held last month, the Union Home Minister had directed all security agencies to adopt a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and work in a coordinated manner to eliminate terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir. He had emphasized on the implementation of Area Domination Plan and Zero Terror Plan in mission mode. The government announced that late Chaman Arora has been posthumously honored with the Sahitya Akademi Award 2024 in Dogri language category for his book, Ik Aur Ashwatthama. The Ministry of Culture and Statement said that the book was selected on the basis of unanimous recommendation made by the jury, comprising three members in accordance with the rules and procedures laid down for the purpose. President of the Sahitya Akademi, Madhav Kaushik, has approved the decision. In Sweden, 10 people were killed in a shooting at an education center in central part of the country yesterday, including the suspected gunman. Several injured people have been admitted to the hospital. Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson described the attack that took place at Risbergska school in Örebro, located about 200 kilometers west of the capital city Stockholm, as the worst mass shooting in Swedish history. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has added Varun Chakravarti to India's squad for the upcoming three-match ODI series against England starting tomorrow. Varun picked 14 wickets, which included a 5-wicket haul in Rajkot in the recently concluded 5-match T20 international series against England. And that is the end of this news bulletin.